You're here with our compact, as I'm with you, and we're here with some boys, Philly, Steve, and Bigel Don Sue. Hello, and welcome to the EntertainmentEarth.com podcast. It is Friday, November 7th, 2008. I am your host, Adam Paulus. Before we get started, I have a slight correction slash update. Last week, I announced that Jack's Pacific was showing off an individually carded Andy Kaufman wrestling figure, which I was under the impression was the first ever Andy Kaufman wrestling figure. Later that day, I discovered this is not the case. Toys R Us has an exclusive Andy Kaufman action figure in a two-pack with Jerry Lawler right now. So if you are a wrestling fan, there you go. And a few of you wrote me in with that correction in the last couple of days. But I went over last weekend and saw the figure in person. I can say it's great. So if you want the two-pack or if you want an individual figure, you've got options. It's a very nice figure, I must add. The likeness is pretty good. Plus, he has a neck brace on, and it's really everything you can want. But anyway, enough about that. Let's move on to movies. This week at the box office, new releases include Role Models, Madagascar, Escape to Africa, Soul Men, and The Wild Child, which may be an indie movie. I don't exactly know what that is. Last weekend at the box office, the number one movie was High School Musical 3 with $15.3 million. It was followed by Zach and Mary Make a Porno with $10.1 million, Saw 5 with $9.7 million, Changeling with $9.4 million, and The Haunting of Molly Hartley, which got terrible reviews, for $5.4 million. The new Bond movie is coming out soon. Don't forget that. And lots of other exciting new things should be happening in the very near future. Like, did I mention John Krasinski's Forbidden Planet? I think I did. But anyway, yes, that is your show business news roundup for the most part. No real interesting new DVDs to speak of, although if you've been in sitcom land, you maybe saw Oprah on 30 Rock last night, or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia take place during colonial times, which is really, really funny. And, The Office continues to be The Office, which you should also watch if you're not watching it. And, yeah, so I'm going to stop dawdling there and move on to the next subject. Toys! Oh, it's a good week for toy news. Hasbro announced its latest waves for Star Wars, finally, and there are new Titanium and new action figure series. So let me go pull these up to tell you what are in the new cases. Let's see, we got Star Wars Legacy Action with Figures Wave 5, and Star Wars Legacy Titanium Series Wave 7. So let's start off with Wave 5. Wave 5 includes repacks of some older figures, plus new figures, Luke Skywalker in Stormtrooper disguise, Han Solo in Stormtrooper disguise, Space Trooper, Jawa with WED droid, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Brainiac, Weoslia, Trinto Duaba, and Dice Ibogon. These are it. Each figure has a component of a new astromech droid, and you need those. They look great. The Legacy series, Titanium, includes Prince Shizor's shuttle, a Rogue Squadron TIE fighter, that's the TIE fighter with the Rebel symbol on it, Anakin Skywalker's Jedi Starfighter from Clone Wars, the Twilight, Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi Starfighter from Clone Wars, the Gold Squadron Gold 1 Y-Wing Fighter, the X-Wing Red 1 Fighter, the ARC-170 Fighter with Clone Wars deco, I believe it's a new one, Anakin Skywalker's Jedi Starfighter with Hyperspace Ring, the Republic Attack Shuttle, and the Nemoidian Shuttle. That's a lot of vehicles, and I think most of them are new. So you might want to, if you're a pre-order kind of guy, pre-order that. If you are not, don't. But they are coming very soon. G.I. Joe. Hasbro has started shipping more G.I. Joe Doc figures, but here's a surprise. They're actually retooling the arms. Instead of being based on the original Duke figure, Doc's arms are now based on Tiger Force Duke. So the first ones are different from the new ones. The new ones, of course, have slightly better articulation. You may be interested in those if you ordered one. If not, the offer has expired. It is too late to get in on it, so sorry. Also, 12-inch figures. New figures have been announced. Snow Job, Cobra Eel, and Grunt. These are all due early next year, most likely in the winter portion of early next year. Let's move on to Transformers news. There's quite a bit. Pictures got out of Bruticus Maximus and Superion Maximus in packaging, including some high-res shots. Japan announced photos of, well, announced photos, showed photos of the Cyclonus, Hound, and Cheetor figures. They each have slightly different paint operations. Cyclonus is an amazing lavender color. Cheetor is slightly different. He has some more blue on his shins and whatnot. And Hound has some yellow striping. So they're just different enough from the U.S. releases to make you mad if you're a variation collector. Maruzen-toy.com, I think it's .com, maybe it was .jp. No, it's .com, has high-res pictures of Masterpiece Grimlock. As of yet, there is no known U.S. release date, but there's going to be eventual U.S. releases, according to some of the hints given in Hasbro's Transformers Q&A. Also in Japan, the Lucky Draw figures are returning. There's going to be a Galvatron and a Convoy given away from a children's television magazine. Exact edition sizes, I believe, are 5 each, and the figures are basically shiny gold. So that's kind of neat, if you like that sort of a thing. And I do. Let's see what else we got. Oh, DC Universe Wave 8. If you haven't heard already, DC Universe Wave 8 is going to include Gentleman Ghost, Dr. Fate, Hawk Girl, Parademon, Mr. Terrific, Commander Steel, and Vigilante. The Collect and Connect Build-A-Figure is Giganta, and pictures of all of these figures are on MaddieCollector.com. Also on MaddieCollector.com are the Packaged He-Man and the Masters of the Universe Commemorative Classics action figures, the new ones. It's a very retro look in the packaging, but it's also new and different, which is amazing how they managed to pull that off. The bubble size looks a lot like the old one. And they also are showing off the first ever look at the New York Comic Con Faker exclusive figure available at New York Comic Con and on MaddieCollector.com next spring. Boy, it's a lot of plugging today. What else do we have? Oh, Entertainment Earth has added a variety of new adult superstars, old inventory coming. So if you wanted those adult superstars, adult action figures, and you know what those are, Jenna Jameson, what have you, go to entertainmentearth.com today, get your pre-order in, because only a very limited number is going to be available. This is a warehouse find, and if you do miss them, you will probably be sorry. Iron Man movie collectibles, there's going to be a Mark III helmet replica from Windlass Studios. It's going to come out next year. This amazing high-end helmet replica is, of course, going to be a little bit more expensive at $354.87. It's a limited edition. The edition size is 1,500 pieces, and it's big enough to fit on your head, although I do not know if you actually can put it on your head yet. But it is based on the prop from the movie, so I would assume you could. It is formed by the designs from Stan Winston Studios. Oh, that's pretty cool. And let's see, we've added tons of new Dragon Ball Z items, the Cowboy Bebop Zippo lighter, Ben 10 Alien Force figures out the yin-yang, tons of new Power Rangers. Oh, and we received some Barack Obama action figures, but all of those sold out within about a day. My guess is that people are interested in Hope and action figures. Oh, there's a ton of new Play School items, so if you need to order those, those are great. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else really exciting to tell you about for this week. Oh, we had a tremendous warehouse find on the 3rd. So if you go to our new items page and check out November 3rd, you'll see a ton of new items added to the website that are in stock that came out of seemingly nowhere, like, I'm assuming nowhere being the corners of our warehouse. We have Star Wars CinemaScape Darth Vader statues, the Star Wars Commander Grease scaled helmet replica, various iDog and iCat accessories, the G.I. Joe 25th Anniversary Cobra Legions 5-pack. We actually found more. Funko Peter Vision... Funko Peter Vision. Funko Vision, Peter Potamus, and So-So vinyl figures. So much more. We've added Dexter bobbleheads to our site, so you can see the first 5 Dexter bobblehead photos. And, oh, Saga Legends Wave 6. That's really important. Star Wars Saga Legends Wave 6 has Zev and the Shadow Stormtrooper and the Utapau Shadow Trooper, Commander Neo. Those really hard to get figures. We actually have those right now. And my guess is this is the last of it, so if you want it, get it. And, oh, last but not least, the Big Lebowski Dude Dream Sequence bobblehead. Pretty cool. We only have a concept up right now, but it's a pretty nice piece of concept art, and he looks really happy. So I guess I kind of segued into the ad portion of the show right there. So sorry about that. But let's move on to video games. This week in video games, I'm still playing Castlevania Order of Ecclesia. It is still awesome. For the Wii this week, you can download Alien Crush Returns on WiiWare from Hudson. It's based on the TurboGrafx-16 Alien pinball game. I've not really heard much about it yet, but I hope it's great because I want to get it. On the virtual console, you can download the Sega Master System port of the arcade classic Space Harrier. It's $5. On Xbox Live Arcade, you can download Vigilante 8, a PlayStation title, an original PlayStation title, mind you, for $10. It involves vehicle combat, blowing your friends away. You know, good, clean, wholesome fun. And that's the kind of thing you can enjoy online or off with multiplayer, I am told. Again, I have not played the demo. And all of my favorite video game news outlets are telling me that it's quite possible, because Capcom submitted it for approval, that we may have Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD on the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 at some point in the next 2 weeks. No official release date has been given, but it has been submitted for approval. Microsoft has said that if a game is approved, it takes 2 weeks from submission to release, So before Thanksgiving, you might be able to have Blanka and Chun-Li duke it out in high def on your fancy flat panel TV. Or if you're like me, the tube you've had since college because you are not yet interested in replacing it because you're kind of cheap. Shame on me. I need an HDTV. Anyway, that's it for video game news. Free shipping from Entertainment Earth. Because you asked for it, we're offering a special promotion from now until December 24th. If you order $85 worth of in-stock merchandise and it ships in the United States, we will give you free shipping. Just add the items to your cart, click checkout, and enjoy the savings. Remember, this offer expires December 24th, 2008. Shipping takes 9 to 12 business days for delivery. No back orders, no rain checks. Please check our website for details. Remember, this applies to in-stock items only, like the amazing Star Wars Ecliptic Evader TIE Fighter, the incredible G.I. Joe 25th Anniversary Cobra Legion set, and the astonishingly great Big Lebowski action figures. Order yours today. There we go. That's all for this week. I am your host, Adam Paulus, as always. You can email me at adam.paulus@gmail.com, adam.paulus@gmail.com. It's always good to hear from you. And your suggestions, complaints, comments, concerns, woes, anguishes, and what kind of movies you're watching are good to know, too. So this weekend, I'm going to be watching Get Smart on DVD. I got a rental DVD here. I'm probably going to watch that tonight or tomorrow. A new episode of The Clone Wars airs tonight, apparently focusing on a new astromech droid. I won't spoil it further for you in case it's already... A lot of the plot details have been leaked and I don't want to ruin it. And what else are we doing? Oh, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. And yes, I am looking forward to the holiday season, as you may or may not know. In the toy business, this is our really busy time of year. Because everyone who doesn't collect toys buys toys during the November to December season for kids and nephews and collector friends and what have you. And we're getting a lot of great items in stock as we can. The only problem is some of the items like the Barack Obama action figure proved so popular, we sold out of our entire inventory in less than 24 hours this week. They came in, the election happened, and then they were gone. And we're getting more. It's just that they're very popular. So if you think you want a Barack Obama bobblehead or action figure, by the way, there's a President Barack Obama action figure bobblehead coming out right now. It's different from the regular one. Pre-order these because they're just immensely popular. I don't know if I've seen a figure this popular since the George W. Bush fighter pilot figure a few years ago. So it's great to see. And I don't know how long they're going to make them, but they're neat. And I'm assuming now you can have Barack Obama fight your probe droid, Skeletor, Cobra Commander. It's about a 6-inch figure. But again, it's not in stock, so you need to pre-order one if you want one. Or wait several months until they come in, or whatever happens. Yeah, that's a sales pitch and a goodbye. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to sign off. I got to get ready for work and go into work and post these so you can hear them. So have a great weekend. Enjoy the Clone Wars or go see a movie. There's a lot of great stuff to watch and do. I'm hoping to spend a good chunk of tomorrow playing Lost Odyssey again, because that's good times. It's very windy and wintry, so I need to go warm up. See you guys next week. Have a great weekend.